Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Amid the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, let's pause to consider religion in America with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, let's get into it by considering religious identity in 2014.
Yes, something we update every year. In fact, based on over 175,000 interviews this year, Dave, where we ask Americans what their religious identity is, we can report that about half of Americans are Protestant or some other non-Catholic religion, 2% are Mormon, 24% are Catholic. You put those together, that's about 76% of adult Americans identify with some brand of Christian religion. You've got another 5 or 6% who are non-Christian religions. That would include about 2% Jewish, less than 1% Muslim, and then a variety of other religions, and about 19% who don't have a formal religious identity at all. We call those the nuns, and you put that all up, that adds up to 100% of Americans today and their religion.
How is it trending over time?
The big trend over time, Dave, has been the decline in the percent of Americans who identify as Protestant. I just went back to the 1950s to review again, and at some point we had over 70% of Americans who were Protestant, and then add to that another quarter of Americans who were Catholic way back then, and you had over 90% who were Protestant or Catholic. And back then, you had very few Americans who didn't have a religious identity. Fast forward to today, the percent who are Protestant has dropped by 20 percentage points, and about that percent has come up on the percent who now don't have a formal religious identity.
Frank, how does Gallup get at participation or strength of faith?
There are several different ways of doing that. I think one of the most illuminating is a very simple question. How often do you go to religious services? We've been asking that for a number of years. And if you winnow it down to those who go weekly or almost every week, that is about 40%, 41% of Americans. So that's about the core group of people who go to church very regularly.
Though, to be clear, is it 40% of that 80% who are affiliated with a religion, or is it 40% of all Americans?
We're talking about all Americans here. So the base for this is all adult Americans.
So if you merely look at those who identify with a religion, it's an even greater percent who go to church or synagogue or a mosque.
Oh, absolutely. And it varies by what type of religion you identify with, but you're absolutely right. Among those who say they don't have a formal religious identity, and this is not a great shock, only 4% say they attend church weekly or almost every week. But if you get up to Mormons, for example, which is about 2% of the American population, 75% attend church almost every week. Among all Protestants, if you put them together, it's about 53%, Muslims 50%, Catholics 45%, and then people who identify as Jewish, it's way down to 19%, and it's about the same for those who identify with other non-Christian religions. So religious participation does vary fairly widely depending on your brand of religion.
What might be some of the primary variables that account for that range?
Well, the variables, of course, have to do with what religion means to people. If you're a Mormon, it's a very, very integral part of the religion to be a frequent attender at religious services. And I think Mormons who are lapsed, who don't go to services, are less likely to even call themselves Mormon. I go to the other end of the scale. If you're Jewish, that to some degree has more of a heritage to it, an ethnic identity, a national identity, a personal identity that doesn't necessarily relate to religious participation, as we see in the data, because Jews are very unlikely to go to religious services, even though when we call them up, they do say that their religion is Jewish. So it really varies based on the heritage, the culture, the tradition, and the norms that operate within each of these religions.
Let's focus then on ethnicity, heritage, culture.
Yeah, that's very important when we break out Protestants. And again, about half of Americans are Protestants, which I would say are non-Catholic Christians. And interestingly, Hispanic Protestants are quite frequent church attenders, much more than the majority of Hispanics who are Catholics. 44% of those who identify as Hispanics and are Catholics go to church on a weekly basis. But among about the 27% of Hispanics who are Protestants, you're all the way up to 62% who attend church regularly. So interestingly, and I think this is very fascinating, Hispanics who are Protestants are very frequent church attenders. And then African Americans who are Protestant are much more likely to attend church than non-Hispanic whites who are Protestants. There's a strong religious tradition in the black community, and that's evidenced in our data.
I'm going to guess there's a fairly strong correlation between age and participation.
There is indeed. Of course, it's fairly well known by this point, the most religious Americans are those who are 65 and over. In fact, religiosity and church attendance increases all the way up into the 80s, and then it starts to come down a little, primarily because quite old Americans are less likely to be able to get out and go to religious services. And on the other hand, the least religious Americans are the millennials, those who are 18 to 29.
I'm also going to surmise there's a big correlation between political strife and participation in religion.
There is. This is the R equals R rule that I've talked about before. Religiosity translates into being Republican. That's particularly true among non-Hispanic whites in America today. You find a fairly significant gulf between those who attend church very regularly and those who don't in terms of identifying as Republican versus Democratic. In fact, the difference there is up to like 20 points between Republicans and Democrats in terms of how frequently they go to church. And there are a lot of reasons for this. We've talked about them before, but Americans who are highly religious today and who identify themselves as white are much more likely to be Republican than white Americans who don't go to church frequently.
Thanks, Frank, and best wishes to you and yours for the new year.
Thanks, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.